all over the place. Hats off to Brad Hoodie. He just played himself a whale of a ball game. And that is saying a lot for a kid who is the fourth leading scorer in the team, while three others were in the 20s.
Yeah, no kidding. Just four scores for North Huron on the night, and looks like we had eight for Deckerville. What do you got for shooting, John?
For shooting, the North Huron Warriors got off 71 shots in the entire game.
Wow.
And they hit 24 of them, 33%. It all breaks down about the same thing, too, because they were 14 for 40 on the inside, 35%. 10 for 31 on the outside, 32%. That's 2 weeks in a row we had a team that had 10 trays in one game.
You're right.
It's amazing. For the Deckerville Eagles, they got off 60 shots and hit 20 of them, 33%. Inside, they had their way, 15 for 38. Outside, 5 for 22, 22%. That's the ball game right there. By the way, the inside the percentage was 39%. North Huron just came in that third quarter and just busted right open.
Most certainly, and including, when the turnovers, very clean first half for Deckerville, just three turnovers, then you add six in that third quarter alone and another six in the fourth quarter. You throw in 12 turnovers in two quarters of play in the second half, things aren't going to go well for you.
They had that look on their face like they were just shell-shocked. There was nothing they could do. No amount of timeouts that a coach could have that would make a difference. It was just one of those things that you run into a buzzsaw, and that's what happens.
Both teams with 37 rebounds on the night. Deckerville 21 on defense, 16 offensive boards. North Huron 23 defensive rebounds, 14 on the offensive glass. Both teams with 37 altogether. Free throw shooting. Deckerville was 4 for 9 for 44%, and North Huron was 10 for 19 for 52%. So most of the stats were quite similar all through and through. Deckerville had a higher inside percentage at 39% compared to North Huron's 35. But those 10 threes for North Huron compared to Deckerville's 5 for 22 versus 10 for 31, that will add up some points very quickly. 15-point difference just right there alone.
The one time that Deckerville really had an opportunity to get in the ball game is when North Huron was trying to ice the game out with 4 minutes and change to go.
Definitely.
And then all of a sudden, things just changed.
All right, John, let's wrap things up here. Final thoughts from tonight.
Entertaining ball game. I'm sure glad that our listening audience got an opportunity to listen about these two teams and the way they play basketball against each other. It was an interesting matchup. And, of course, we said things were going to be cold to begin with, and it was. And then they warmed up. And it was a beautiful thing to see. So hats off to both teams for giving a great effort. Hats off to the North Huron Warriors for coming out with a big win when they could have went the other way just as easy.
North Huron with two home games next week. Home against Caseville on Tuesday, and then home against Genesee on Friday. For the Deckerville Eagles, they return home to host the Brown City Green Devils from the Greater Thumb Conference on Wednesday, and then they're at Mayville on Friday. That's the next week for North Huron and Deckerville. Deckerville now has lost 3 in a row. They're 1-5 in their last 6 games. North Huron has now won 2 in a row. It improves to 7-6 on the season. Deckerville falls to 3-11.
Now, the class of the NCTL is going to be, one of them is Kingston, and they're going to be at USA on Monday.
Yes.
And we will be there with you.
Yes, doubleheader action on Monday as Kingston will travel to USA. You'll hear that game on Sports Radio 102.1 as the Kingston Cardinals take on the undefeated USA Patriots. And then again on Friday, Sandusky will travel to Harbor Beach in the Greater Thumb East as we finally shift our attention to the Greater Thumb East.
And that'll be a dandy because, who's in first place?
Everyone. Yeah. All right, John, we thank you for your help out tonight. Tonight's presentation was brought to you by Thumb Sailor, Port Austin State Bank, Valley Enterprise, DS Services of Cass City, Kohler Propane, Thumb Printing Professionals, Port Austin Market, Demand Electric, Find an Insurance Agency, and Sure. Better health, better life, are you sure? So on behalf of John Mooney, my name is Clark Ramsey. We hope you enjoyed tonight's broadcast. We certainly did. We'll be right back.